Great first half, kind of a rough second half, and really the story came down to just a couple of 10-0 runs in that second half by Hugoton, and you guys just, it was this hot shooting for Hugoton really the last three quarters of the game.
Well, I mean, if you just, you know, if you tell anybody in the second half a team's going to go on two separate 10-0 runs, you're probably not going to win. You know, there was a lot of good that came out of tonight. You know, I thought our guys proved to themselves that they could play with them, and coming into the season, I probably thought that they were, you know, the team to beat in our league. And, again, you know, one of those three-quarters out of four-quarter type games. But, you know, looking at their shot chart right before I came out here, it's tough to beat when a team's taking all their shots, you know, within 2-3 feet of the basket. And you got to get rebounds. You can't give them second and third chance points. And we got to do a better job taking, you know, taking easy touches away. You know, 21 just kind of had his way with us. You know, he's a very physical post player down there, and you know, he had a good game.
Yes, he did, and you know, I thought he was probably the big difference in the ball game tonight with his 9 points there. And you mentioned second chance opportunities were huge, and I thought Scott said he's getting to the foul line 11 times and being a good free throw shooting. I think that hurt you guys as well tonight.
Yeah, you know, it did, but we weren't getting the ball to the basket. We were driving it in there, and you know, by the third and fourth quarter, you have to understand how the game is being called. And they weren't. They were letting them play, which is fine. You know, you just got to go in there. You got to be strong with the ball, and you got to be ready to take a little contact. And I thought at times we kind of settled. When they went zone in the third, you know, it really kind of affected the flow of the game. And I thought our guys, you know, really just kind of stood around. And so their defense did exactly what they probably wanted it to do, which, you know, it slowed us down, and it kind of caused us our guys to think a lot more than just play. Because we didn't have a lot of movement, you know. There's a lot of standing around, which led to some turnovers. But like I said, a lot of good things came out of it. But again, that did kind of slow the tempo down for us offensively. But we just got to have guys step up and be ready to make plays. You know, they don't want to just sit there in a zone and pass it back and forth. You know, we want to be aggressive. And we didn't do that tonight, but another experience, another lesson. And you know, we'll move on and look at Goodland and hopefully we can go up there and get a win and finish out the pre-Christmas season 3-3 and then, you know, make a run in the, you know, the second half.
Yeah, Hunter Yeager got into foul trouble early in the ball game. You sat him down for most of that first quarter. He had to come back in with some more foul trouble. But he ended up with 5 threes tonight and 18 points. And I thought he's big for your comeback efforts. And I thought a player that really stepped up, he had his first career start tonight, was Evan Smith. And he was one of those that really looked aggressive, taking it to the basket and with his 8 points.
Yeah, you know, Evan is a smart player. He really communicates well. He does a lot of the little things, like I said, with communication. He's always talking. He's usually in the right spots. When he got his opportunity, he made the most of it, and he was big for us. And with Evan, you know, sliding him out to the guard more this year than last, it's been a bit of a change, but he's adapted well to it. You know, his thing is he just can't get caught up trying to do too much. You know, we don't want him out there, you know, trying to break people down off the bounce. You know, when he had his moments, he was strong going to the basket, and, you know, he chased down some loose balls for us. But I thought at the end, you know, we cut it to 5 or so, and, you know, we took a 3 that was really deep. And probably didn't need it at that time yet. But, you know, some questionable things. But, you know, there's always those moments in a game. But, I, you know, I thought our guys did, you know, a pretty good job.
One opportunity to kind of bounce back here on Tuesday nights against Goodland. They lost big at home tonight against Holcomb. And Goodland, a team that lost pretty much their entire roster from last year.
Yeah, you know, they lost, I believe they lost 10 seniors. So we've got to have a lot of new faces to fill in 10 seniors, you know, as did Holcomb. So, you know, they will. You know, Mike does a good job. He's a good coach, so, you know, they'll be a team that plays hard, and, you know, we got to get going. You know, we saw some signs tonight, you know, Joe, you know, going to the rim, you know, tries to get the dunk, you know, but just the aggressive nature of it, you know, you want to see that more and more. And then, you know, he had an opportunity later on, you know, to attack the rim and either, you know, dunk it or lay it up, I don't care, but, you know, he settled for the kick out. And so just learning from those things and taking those opportunities to understand that, hey, you know, this is what, you know, this is why I'm in here, and I need to be more aggressive because, you know, Parker played his bottom off tonight. You know, he was everywhere, you know, so you live with some of the things he does because, you know, he's always hustling. And we had a number of guys, you know, our guys did a great job. You know, we just weren't able to finish it up, and that third quarter was kind of the key to it.
Tough loss here, but a lot of good things here. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Beavers lose it by 11, 66-55. Thanks again, Coach, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
All right, thanks, Adam.